You're listening to Food for Faith. I'm John O'Connor, and today's reflection for Wednesday of the fifth week of Lent is on freedom. Well, I wonder how this Lent is going for you. We've got a few days before Palm Sunday, which is this coming Sunday, and then we're into Holy Week, and then it's Easter. And you may feel as though you've made a bit of a slow start to Lent, or perhaps even haven't really begun yet, or you've failed in all of the things that you set out to do for Lent. But that's not a problem for God. It's often a real problem for us, but it's not a problem for God. The question is, what now? Like today, what? And I hope that this little reflection is helpful for you, because very often we do things for Lent that inadvertently lead us to think that Lent is about what we do. We really need to shift the focus back onto Jesus Christ. Lent is about what Jesus Christ is doing. And all of the things that we may do for Lent are things that indicate to Jesus our desire for him to work and him to act. And the readings, particularly as we get closer to Holy Week, focus us in a very direct way towards the heart not only of Holy Week and Easter, but to the heart of all Christian living. Today's reflection is on freedom. There's a great line there in the Gospel reading from the Gospel of John and today's Gospel. If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Well, everyone wants to be free. The truth will make you free. And then there's a very significant little piece. Everyone, says Jesus, who commits sin is a slave of sin. That means we're not free. If we sin, we're not free. If the Son of God frees you, then you will be truly free. And of course, that indicates that we can't free our souls. In the living of the Christian life, we need and want to hear from people who encourage us. That's why it's important to choose carefully who we look to for encouragement. And one of the encouragements or challenges that we're often given from people who tell us that the Christian life is about letting go can be unhelpful. So when people are telling us about the Christian life as letting go, they're right. But often their understanding of what it means to let go can be unhelpful. Let's take the example of the rich young man who comes to Jesus. We know that he's a good young guy because he asks of Jesus, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus tells him to keep the commandments. Well, the young guy is delighted at hearing that, no doubt, because he's able to respond, "I've always done this from my youth. I have kept the commandments. So what more must I do?" Well, I imagine Jesus trying to discern how to respond to this, because Jesus will know that if he gives this guy the full and honest answer, the young guy is going to go away. It will be too much for him. But the young guy is persistent. "Tell me, what must I do?" And then note what that scripture tells us. Jesus looks at him and loves him and says, "There's only one thing you lack. Let go of all you possess and come follow me." Let go, says Jesus, of all you possess and come follow me. Well, it's important that we understand this letting go is not only about material possessions. We often think of this as the parable about the young man who was rich. He had much money and many material possessions. But there are many things that we possess, or perhaps to put it more correctly, many things that possess us. Now, things like our attitudes, our fears, our compulsions and addictions, even our programs for good living can become an attachment. Even our Lenten practices can become an attachment. And Jesus says to us, "Let go." I once heard an inspirational Christian speaker give an example of what it is to let go. He said, imagine a man falling from the cliff, and on the way down he reaches out and grasps hold of a branch of a tree. Now he's hanging there. It's a long way up and it's a long way down. He doesn't know what to do. He looks up and he calls out, "God, save me." And he hears a voice come from the bottom of the cliff. "Let go. I'm down here. I'll catch you." Well, I don't think this is a very helpful story at all, because if I were that man holding on to that branch, nothing would get me to let go. I couldn't trust that much. I would hold on for dear life. So what is a more helpful story? Well, what about thinking about a newborn child, perhaps a week or two old? And I take the child in my arms and I hold the child, I embrace the child. And the child, perhaps without thinking, reaches out and grasps hold of one of my fingers and just holds on with a strength that surprises me. It's as if they are thinking, if I hold on, I'll be more secure. I have to hold on to something for my security. But as the one who's holding the child, all I want that child to know is that they are totally secure. I'm not going to drop them. They are totally safe in my embrace. They are secure. Now, if they want to hold on to my finger, that's a game that they can play. They're welcome to hold on to my finger, but they don't need to. Well, in the Christian life, when we think about letting go, it's really unhelpful to think about that man hanging from the branch. Let's think instead of being embraced in the tender, loving embrace of Jesus. If we hold on to things, to our fears, our patterns of behavior, our addictions, well, that's a game that we can play. But much better if we relax and know that God is holding us in tender, loving embrace always, and that we have nothing to fear. Now, perhaps you're listening to this as you're sitting, relaxing. You might be driving. Maybe you're on the way to work. Whatever your situation at the moment, just take a couple of moments to relax. A couple of deep breaths to start. And to know that you are, in these moments, being held in the loving embrace of God. It doesn't matter how successful or unsuccessful your Lent has been or your life has been. You are being held in God's loving embrace. Simply be aware of that ultimate truth. You are loved by God. And it's the love of God that forgives your sin and transforms you and sets you free from all that binds you. You're being held in the loving embrace of God. And this is the truth. In these moments, God, through the power and the action of Jesus present with you, is giving you the freedom you so deeply desire.